Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Janet Entine. And I just have to bring something, even though it's nobody can see this. Victoria and Janet have the same color nail polish on today.
Wicked.
Oh, there you go.
Wicked.
Oh, Wicked's one of my favorites.
Oh, it's Wicked?
Yeah, I love
it. I just look at you putting on that, working one of my the board colors. Here, and I say, wait a minute, I've seen that color someplace else. And it's Janet's. Anyway,
my
I
favorite.
Digress. We're here with the Christina Lou show.
Yes, we are trying to get through all this information because there's a lot going on. And on a somber note, you know, the supervisor really just wanted to remind everyone, you know, that it is hurricane season, and, you know, it's just the tragedy that we've all been seeing going on in Texas, and now with what's to come with Florida. I mean, I can't even, like, keep up. It is just my whole family is constantly, you know, and you're worried about thinking about all your family that's all over the place and making sure everyone's okay. But what's, you know, North Hempstead is doing, because unfortunately when these hurricanes do happen, a lot of time there are scam kind of things that are, you know, coming out of the woodwork trying to ask for money, and it's not actually going to the place you think it's going to. So North Hempstead put out a guide to Hurricane Harvey relief efforts. You know, and it's, they have a whole list. One of them is the American Red Cross, Catholic Charities of USA, Donors Choose, Global Giving, Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund, Salvation Army, United Way of Greater Houston. There's a whole flyer. You could actually access it on the website and click right on the link to where donations are needed, because, you know, that is something that is really neat. Out of everything, you know, the cash donations are the most beneficial for these kind of things. But we want to make sure that if you are donating, they go to the cause you're actually donating
right,
to, because it's unfortunate that you have to worry about these things in times like this. But
well, yeah, it is. And this is really important, because I won't use the name of the organization, but I had a niece who worked for one of these. And quite a large percentage was going to administrative work.
Yeah.
And so this list is really essential.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
and it's amazing when you see the pictures down there.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know when the water's going to go away. I mean, people are still like 2 and 3 foot high.
No,
water
and
in the
that's,
house.
You know, it was
these
the unfortunate.
So
you don't know.
Courageous.
Yeah.
It's just,
well, you know,
well that's what, and
Sandy,
that's what's wonderful is the people that, you know, we were talking about actually, I guess it was last week or the week before, you know, as you know, we talk about these people that could scam you, but then you see also like the wonderful people out there, you know, like the man who had the furniture store and it was expensive furniture, and he opened his store to help shelter people. So these were, I mean, thousands of dollar items, chairs and beds. And he said, I'll sell them used, you know, at the end of this, you know. But he opened his doors of his warehouse and let people, you know, who were just put out, because it's, you know, it's just complete devastating. And I'm really hoping that this go around, hopefully Florida and all this.
Yeah, can't
you know,
really
it's
tell.
Just.
Actually,
I,
the other day it said on the radio, we have somebody, we have different people we have in Florida. And one young man, he's a 30-year-old. Asperger syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
And they finally got him yesterday. He didn't even know there's anything going on.
Oh, Lordy.
So it's too late to get him on a flight. And so they say, like, they're trying to organize a place or something. So my wife said his father could fly down and drive him home. I said, it said there's 6 million people driving up from Miami
right now. Well, have
right
you seen?
Now.
I saw it on the news. It's legitimately like bumper
and,
to
it's gotta
bumper.
Be bumper to bumper.
And
yeah.
They're running out of gasoline.
Yeah, right. And that's what's terrifying too, because then you have to, you know, it's really just a.
Oh, it's sad.
You know, so prayers to everyone. And
but to put something a little bit light into it, the number one Greyhound bus coming out of Miami is 3792, schedule 3792 out of Miami. That's
good.
The number one.
You heard it here first.
And what else do you think is 3792?
I would have no idea.
Me either.
The hours since Christina's birthday.
Ah! Too much.
3,792.
I've been waiting for an hour.
I know, you know.
Minutes for that long.
Janet was really just, the suspense was
And it was tough.
Down.
I said, I don't make a joke of this by no means, because this is very
Absolutely.
Serious, but.
But, you know, you need to. And, you know, we just want everyone to stay prepared is really our main goal. And another thing this town, North Hempstead, put out, actually, is this preparedness guide. We've been promoting this every week, but I think it's just so important, because Supervisor Bosworth, it has a whole list of 5 steps toward a good hurricane plan. It's really being storm smart and paying attention to what, you know, the latest updates
right,
are.
Right, right.
Knowing your packing essentials, signing up for this North Hempstead Alert we have. Because what's great about North Hempstead Alert, you can be notified via telephone, email, text message. So it's depending on what it is, you can sign up and get the latest on all different kinds of, emergency alerts. And really having your hurricane kit situated and having a plan and knowing where to go is certainly important. And some of the things that your kit should have is water, 1 gallon per person per day, a first aid kit, cell phone and charging accessories, essential prescription and non-prescription items, medical information, a battery-powered flashlight, a crank radio or battery-operated radio, extra batteries, a 12-hour glow stick, a change of clothes, and just to really kind of try and have, jackets or rain gear,
right,
or whatever it might
no.
be, your personal items, cash in small bills, in your important documents, like your driver's license, your wills, your birth, your marriage certificates. Maybe the clerk's office should sell these waterproof things. It seems like all the stuff that actually is in the clerk's office.
We're going to give Wayne a new business.
I'm going to tell Wayne, get these waterproof containers. But it's really important. I think it's a good idea just to keep it all together in there. So
right,
you're
I
able
agree.
To just take it and, and if you need to go. And really having, any kind of special items, if you have infants or elderly or pets or anyone
people
with
don't,
special
needs. This, I think Florida's paying attention. Because people don't pay attention.
Yeah.
You have dogs, you have this, and all of a sudden the lights are gone, there's 3 foot of water.
Right.
There was a picture in that nursing home. Like, who does this?
Yeah.
And then at that point in time, obviously, if you have pills on the nightstand, they're gone.
Right.
And this, that, and the other thing is gone. Your papers are in the desk, they're gone.
No, and it's really, and that's, something that is just, we really stress in Project Independence. And luckily, we have our nurses and our social works who have these lists of people who might be higher needs that they see. So prior to, any of these things that have threats have come to us, they reach out to them because a lot of them might
be. We reach out to them?
Mm-hmm. So they'll have like a high priority on their list, from their clients. They know just from, who they see.
Oh, from
see
the interaction
them.
During the
right,
years.
Right. Okay. They're people they do home visits for and stuff. So they'll actually reach out to them and say, do you have this? Because sometimes you forget there's oxygen you're on and you want to make sure you have enough oxygen. Like there's really things that you need to make sure of because when the time comes, it's very hard to get these
I'm not
medications.
Even thinking that. You have oxygen.
Yeah.
And the drugstore is underwater.
Right.
So you're done.
No, it's like, and that was a major thing I know during Sandy.
Okay.
That was actually a huge issue. With a lot of people and the medications because you're not able to access. So you just want to make sure you have everything together. And there's also a pet hurricane kit as well on the back that, it's really all the things you have for your pet, the name, the address, any kind of medical records for them too. I like that it says little treats and brushes and combs, but... you really just want to, unfortunately, there's a lot of things that we can't prepare for,
no,
but as many things as you possibly can. And I was actually laughing because this weekend I was telling everyone, I was like, listen, every Friday on the radio show, I was like, I could spit out what should be in this hurricane safety kit. So this is what you should need. So everyone was, hanging on with bated breath at things that I was saying.
But you know what? It's the truth, though. Some of those things, there's nothing wrong. You could have it almost all the time. You have to have your papers.
Exactly.
Together. So why not have your papers in the attic or
right.
in the basement
right.
in a water... water-free
yep,
container.
Yep.
And then when the time comes, you throw in some
mm-hmm.
water and a pill and
yeah.
this and that,
No, it's really, it's great. And there's so many programs, and I guess it was last year, there was one that was offered through Project Independence. That was great because
yes,
you actually got a backpack.
Yeah. I think AARP did it or something.
Yeah, it was a whole like team effort, right? Yeah,
a couple
I can't
of people.
Remember.
Might
but,
have been some disaster
It was
group.
Great because there was a whole... checklist, and you actually were able to walk away with a backpack, like a starter kit filled with a lot of these things, which I was very excited about because I came home with my packed backpack. My husband
oh,
was very
you?
Jealous,
okay.
yes. But it's really just please, please stay informed and sign up for that North Hempstead Alert because our emergency management team is very on top of
right.
everything and will notify you of these things. So.
And the biggest thing is, and I stress it to everybody, if it says evacuate, you have to because
right.
it's really not fair to other people. I mean, there are certain places you can't get out if something happens too fast. But, these volunteers have to risk their life to go in and get
yeah,
you. Like, it's going to happen in Florida. There are people who
yeah.
aren't leaving.
Right.
And yet they're going to be 6 foot of water
yeah.
if it happens, God forbid. And then you have young guys have to and girls have to
right.
go in, risk
no,
their
and
life to
and
get
that's
you.
That's definitely an important thing you're putting because, you're really – if you're not following the instruction, they're going to tell you to evacuate for a reason.
Right,
exactly. And it's really you are putting the lives
and
of
you'd
people
And you'd be lucky
danger.
If it's a false alarm and you come back to a
right.
dry house.
Absolutely. No, it's absolutely true. So we're just praying, obviously, where the whole town of North Hempstead, Supervisor Bosworth, the whole everyone is just really sending prayers and, positive thoughts and just to everyone that's just
right.
been affected. And hopefully this will turn courses. I can't even, watch these things. It gives me, anxiety even thinking about it. But just stay safe. Prepare, prepare, prepare is really what we say. And on another note, a lighter note.
I just gotta say, let's ease it up.
On a lighter note, we have great. You know, we've been really stressing recently to all these technology programs we've been offering.
Okay.
So on September 13th, there's going to be Technology for the Terrified: The Value of Facebook. Barbara Melman, who's one of our volunteers, will be doing this, and it's really it's a great way to stay in touch and learning how to be informed of cultural and political events that are important to you. It'll be at Clint G. Martin Park from 10 to 11:30. You can bring your device, and Barbara can help you out with that as well. We also have Brain Games series coming up, which are so popular, and I encourage people to – the space is limited. So they're both going to be September 13th, 27th, and one is at Mineola Library, and one is at Great Neck Social Center. These are wonderful, and it's a good socialization thing too. And it's a 3-week series that you would be signing up for.
Just throwing in a quick plug for Newsday. I think last Sunday, my wife gets the hard copy. They had like a brain bender thing.
Yeah. Oh, in it?
Unbelievable.
Oh,
and it's so many different little games.
Yeah.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah. But they publish it twice a year.
Oh, they do?
Oh,
okay.
Great.
I've never seen it before.
Great.
And they have it for kids too. There's a kids section in the back.
Oh, yes. I like that. Yeah. That's really cute. And then we also have a Games People Play program, so you can come and socialize and play all different kinds of games, board games, card games. September 13th, 27th, Clinton G. Martin Park, 1 to 4.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'll give you one more quick one.
Oh, my God, this is really quite exciting. Our St. Francis van is going to be back again. We have one on September 26th at Fuchsia Park. You don't need to make an appointment. You could just show up and get screenings. It's super important. And then we have another one that will be at Port Washington Senior Center. So.
Perfect. That's it. We've had a wonderful show. Janet, thank you so much. This
call 311.
Perfect. Call 311. And next week, actually, we're going to have Supervisor Bosworth is going to be on the air with us next week.
Show.
So it'll be a very good show. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 and WCWP.org. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a safe weekend.